I can't believe it's been about 9 months since I was last up here preaching. Now, as I was thinking this sermon, I realized this gap was because of me. I'd been questioning the way I had been structuring my sermons because they're all really scripture, not much of my own dialogue. So when Pastor Randy gave me this opportunity to preach today, I accepted it, you know, very fast, really readily, thinking I can, you know, flip the script, do something different. But this really hit me, because as I was flipping through my Bible, I found a specific verse, James 4:5. Do you think the scriptures have no meaning? They say God is passionate that the spirit he has placed within us should be faithful to him. So that verse, it really hit me. I had been so filled with pride that I, in turn, devalued the scriptures. But it was the scriptures that have led me back to today's message, which, like I said, is entitled, Where's Jesus? In February of last year, I preached a message entitled, Living in the Lord's Love. And I started that with a story called Footprints in the Sand. In summary, it was about a man who had a chance to look at his past, and he noticed during the good times of his life, there were two pairs of footprints walking in the sand. But during the struggles and the hard times of his life, there was only one pair of footprints. The man in turn assumes that the Lord abandoned him during his hard times, but during the easy times is when he was with him. The man asks Jesus about this, and Jesus tells him that when there was one set of footprints, it was me carrying you in your time of need. That story made me want to ask a few questions. Where is Jesus in your life, and when do you allow him to be in your life? Proverbs 3:5-6 again. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him and he will make straight your paths. You see, we are called to serve the Lord in all circumstances. However, the world we live in today presents many challenges. The media presents us with all sorts of secular outlooks on things. Pastor Randy always talks about this, forgot the man's name, but he wakes up every morning, he reads his worldly news in the newspaper, and reads his Bible for his godly news. This world we are presented with all these challenges makes the path to heaven kind of hard. However, with the help of the Lord, we are able to conquer all these things. The Bible talks a lot about tribulation. We are told, do not fear, 365 times, one for every day. That's just a really big hit on how much struggle we're really going to be facing that we really do not need to fear. Deuteronomy 4:30 says, when you are in tribulation and all these things come upon you in latter days, you will return to the Lord your God and obey his voice. John 16:33 says, I have said these things to you, that in me you may have peace. Jesus is saying to reside in him in all times so you can have the peace. You will have tribulation. He does not deny that. He says, in this world you will have tribulation, but take heart because I have overcome the world. It is inevitable that every single one of us in here will face a trial and tribulation, probably a lot more than one in your life. But like those verses say, we are to remain faithful, and we are also to rejoice, for when we are presented with these struggles, it's our faith being tested. 1 Samuel 26:24 says, so may my life be precious in the sight of the Lord, that he will deliver me out of all tribulation. The scripture doesn't say, don't give me any tribulations. Those tribulations that we receive are good signs. It is our faith really being tested. Instead of not asking for them, we need to be asked to be delivered. We're told to call on the Lord because as in our gospel reading today, there is only one real way to heaven, and that is through Jesus. Thankfully, we have our 66-book love letter, the Bible, that not only tells us about the trials we will face or the promises and the gifts that we will receive when the end comes. It tells us what we have to do to conquer these trials and what we have to do to receive all these promises. For example, Romans 12:12 tells us how to deal with the tribulation. We are told to rejoice in hope, be patient in tribulation, and to be constant in prayer. Matthew 7:7, keep on asking and you will receive what you ask. Keep on seeking and you will find. Keep on knocking and the door will be opened to you. The Bible, time and time again, it keeps giving us these ways that we can overcome. Jesus walked in the desert. He kept giving the word. The word was his way to resist the temptation. Once again, finally referring back to Proverbs 3:6, seek his will in all you do, and he will show you which path to take. Not just when you're in a struggle or when your life's going good, in everything you do. And all you do isn't just these low parts, but it's also these high parts. Jesus has many names in the Bible, some which are deliverer and the chief cornerstone. Chief cornerstone is the center. It's what you look around. Psalm 16:8 is a praise. I know the Lord is always with me. I will not be shaken, for he is right beside me. It doesn't say he is right beside me when I'm struggling. It doesn't say he is right beside me when everything's going good. This goes for all times. Jesus is always beside you. We've also been given a great promise in Romans 10. If you declare with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For it is with your heart that you believe and are justified, and it is with your mouth that you profess your faith and are saved. As Scripture says, anyone who believes in him will never be put to shame, for there is no difference between Jew and Gentile. The same Lord is Lord of all. For everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. So it's not just these certain few followers. Everyone who calls on the Lord will be saved. In all circumstances, no matter when, no matter what for. One day, each and every person will hear. Matthew 25:21 says, well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful with few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Come and share in your master's happiness. Or Matthew 7:23. But I will reply, I never knew you. Get away from me, you who break God's laws. I pray that each and every person may be called good and faithful servants. And we are blessed to have been granted this Bible, these simple rules. It's laid out for us. And I pray that everybody may be called good and faithful by following the Bible, following the Word, so that we may persevere through this journey and stay with the Lord through it all. Let us pray. Father, thank you for the Word that you have given us so that we may be servants to you. We may help us to go and shine your light to the world so that way more people know that you are there for them no matter what the situation, so we can call on them no matter what. We know one day the end of times will come and you will be the one we stand before, not these news reporters or anything else. It's you that we are going to be before. So Father, we just pray for your mercy and pray that you'll be right here beside us and you will lead us the right way to what we should do in all situations. In your name, Father, we all pray. Amen.